President Sean Rana says construction is in full swing and the facility is almost half complete. The site is huge. It's more than 300 acres. It's so large that school buses regularly shuttle construction workers to where they need to be. And Rana says there are a lot of workers, about 1,400 of them.
And we expect later this summer, sort of early fall, we'll get close to 2,000. And then by the end of the year, we should be right at around that 2,500 number.
This area has been preparing and preparing for this, but obviously you infuse that many people into a region, there can be issues. Are employees, are the workers running into problems when it comes to housing and such?
Well, what we found was there was a lot of underutilized rental space in the area. So first and foremost, I think the small-scale entrepreneurs are probably happy that we filled those spaces up. And now those that were not considering renting their homes, some of that is available now as well. So we've really left it up to the communities, and they've stepped forward nicely to provide the housing that's needed to this point. For example, there's a small RV park just down the road from us. A small entrepreneur, you know, took a little bit of his land and created an RV park and provided the water and the electricity for folks who bring in their trailers. But just stuff like that. Hotels are pretty full, but housing is, we've left it up to the communities and they've stepped up.
Will IFC have to get involved with 1,000 more people coming at this point? Or could there be more smaller, like kind of you mentioned, a mobile park set? Could there be some kind of temporary housing set up through the company?
You know, we don't anticipate Iowa Fertilizer getting involved with that. We help our employees look for housing. If somebody has a rental property, we post it on internally for folks to consider. But that's what we're doing, and that seems to have worked so far.
The buildings continue to go vertical, with numerous steel and concrete structures taking shape. Rana says activity will increase when some heavy machinery starts to arrive. He says one of the largest cranes in the world will be used to help move several pieces of equipment that weigh as much as 3 million pounds. These pieces are being brought in by barge from Europe and Asia.
The distance that equipment will travel is only a few miles. So the disruption to sort of normal flow of traffic will be minimum, if any. The equipment will travel down sort of back roads, and we've worked closely with the Iowa Department of Transportation. We worked closely with Lee County. We've held meetings with them, actually. They've come to our site. We had the contractor that's going to be moving those loads also there at the meeting. So all of that stuff is sorted out and ready to take place. But our goal is to cause little or no interruption or inconvenience.
How big is the crane, let's say, that's going to be moving this piece?
The crane is a very, very large crane. It takes other cranes to assemble it, for example. The truck that's going to be moving this equipment is also specialty equipment. There's only a few of them, probably in the U.S., And so the way the load is distributed on the axles and on the tires and then ultimately on the road is in a manner that allows the road to handle it and not cause any distress.
Iowa Fertilizer Company agreed to repair or replace county roads if they're damaged during the transport of the heavy machinery. That is a condition of a recently approved haul agreement between Lee County and the firm out of Tennessee handling the move. Rana is confident this process will go quite smoothly.
We worked closely with IDOT and Lee County to make sure they are aware of what we're doing. And the calculations have all been done. The engineering has been checked and triple checked. And these trucks are going to obviously move pretty slow.
Right.
They can steer the back or from the front, so they can maneuver around tight spaces and that sort of stuff.
Iowa Fertilizer Company President Sean Rana says construction should be completed next year. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how the plant will operate once it's fully functional. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.